This is a Dice World production in association with Pants Pending Studios.
Stop looking at me in the eye when I'm talking. I'm a celebrity! I'm Burr Martin from the Burr Martin Experience. Never heard of me? You remember a while ago when every time you opened up your internet browser, there was some chubby dude in a white tank top making fun of his daughter's selfies? That was me. So the good news is I'm hosting a podcast, which is audio. That means you don't have to look at me. I'm also a geek and have been into comics for as long as I can remember, so as the internet dubbed me Selfie Dad, I'll be talking to parents and kids about growing up, being geeks, and how they got to be where they are now. Look, it's only an hour every other week, and since my wife is listening, the podcast is kid-friendly and family-approved. Let's call it your PG-13 podcast, but I should probably say a little more Bad News Bears and a lot less Shark Boy and Lava Girl. So look for the Burr Martin Experience every other Sunday night where you can find me on pantspending.com, iTunes, or wherever quality podcasts are found. Yeah, every other week. What am I, a machine?
Quit looking me in the eye! I see you doing it! Where's my brown M&Ms? Just the brown ones.
Hello, my gentle snowflakes. This is Deese. You know me as host of The Social Hour, but now you can find me every Tuesday hosting the brand new Drink and Debate podcast. The Drink and Debate is an improv comedy competition in which four teams of comedians from all over the Pacific Northwest face off for beer, glory, and the title of Master Debaters. Wait, what? For beer, glory, as they master debating. Shit. Master to debater. It still sounds like I'm saying masturbate. Master did it. Son of a bitch! Screw it, we're doing it live! As comedians debate some things, so join us on the Drink and Debate podcast. Every Tuesday, you can find us on socialhourpod.com or on iTunes. And find the Drink and Debate live shows every month at the Spokane Comedy Club, hosted by myself and comedian Nick Cavassier. Go to SpokaneComedyClub.com for all the details. We'll see you there.
You're now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC. So if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
Like when you get the pepper, you have the one side where it's like sprinkle and the one that's poor, you know? You just the sprinkle of racism. You don't pour the racism. You just sprinkle racism.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Dice World Studios in Spokane, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, hip-hop artists and owners of Disruption Record, Paradigm and Cyanide. With Jay Mitz on the news, and I'm producer Travis Swartout. And now your host. Now that Chuck Berry passed away, he's the last living king of rock and roll. Deese Casillas.
Malam Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am your host, Deese Casillas, with you as always. Thank you for joining us for another fantastic episode with me. Now, as always, the trifecta, the dirty threesome, the holy trinity. I have the lovely Jay Mitz and the lovely Traz Swartout with me. How's it going, guys?
So good.
Wonderful.
So
hi,
good.
Everybody.
Hi.
Everyone missed a great conversation off air that we had before we got heated up the mics about how drive-through car washes turned me on a lot, which they think is weird, and I wish you guys wouldn't judge so much because...
I think the haircut was weirder.
The haircut... I do get turned on by haircuts also, yeah. Like, if I could get a haircut while going through a car wash... Someone's getting raped for sure.
Oh my god!
Like, someone's getting raped. That would be like I'd turn into like the wolf man of rape. It would just be like 18 hours of raping, and then I would come out of it. I'd find myself in a cave covered in bodily fluids and hair. You're like, what happened? Where am I? I'm so sorry. But I'm not that sorry.
Deez, I feel like the only person who needs to be afraid is your palm.
My mom? Why am I going to rape my mom?
I said your palm.
Oh, my palm.
That's so much worse. Oh, my God.
The only person that has to worry is your mother, who you're definitely going to rape at first chance. You do a lot of things. Head on a swivel, Mom. He's out for rape.
I said your palm my in palm. Reference to your my hand, palm. But your mother's profound yeah. concern.
Right. What about my mother's palm? What if this is the episode she finally listens to? 150 episodes in, she listens to one. In 2 minutes, not even 2 minutes in, she's like, this is not for me. It turns out I was right all along by not listening to this show. Oh, God. My palm. No, my palm is a willing participant in any adventures we go on, for sure. Yeah, definitely. Definitely willing.
So are those the only two? Dryers?
The blowjobs. Blowjobs turn me on a lot.
No shit.
Yeah, blowjobs. Yeah, you know, girls who know how to make a good sandwich. Girls who don't correct me in public. That's a big turn on.
Okay.
Those are the only like really weird ones I can think of. Like a massage does a lot, but that's normal, right?
Yeah,
that's like really
difficult.
Sexual. That's pretty sensual. I don't think there's anything else that super turns me on. Let's see. The original Batman movie. That one did pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
Catwoman.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that's the one with cat woman.
Are you sure it wasn't Robin?
You know what? You know what? Let's just move on.
Okay.
So yeah, those things turn me on. How's everyone going out there? Everyone doing today? What turns you on? What's a weird thing that turns you guys on?
It turns me on when girls clean.
Like, that's the most sexist shit, dude.
That's not that sexist.
It is.
No, it's not. Because does it turn you on to see like a guy like doing like chopping wood, like a big sexy guy like chopping wood? Isn't that kind of hot? Can't that be kind of hot?
Like, okay, but that's different.
No, it's not
yes,
different.
It is.
How is that different? Because that's like I and I'm gonna play devil's advocate here because I could see how like it's hot because like that girl's like, you know, wants to take care of our environment and is nurturing. It's not like a that's her place type thing. At least, totally.
It's like usually my girlfriend's.
Yeah, like a girl who's like nurturing is like, oh, I want to take care of our house and you and us. Like, you know, she wants to make things better. Like, that's sexy, right?
She's like, I'm domestic as shit. I don't know.
No, it's not even like that. It's like,
yeah, so you're making it a sexist thing.
I would prefer her to be like wild and untamed.
Just like a tank top and like some little shorts because that's what you wear around the house. Yeah. And then it's like, ooh, I got to clean the floor. And it's like, before you know it, she's like all bent over, like working these angles. Like,
so is it even the cleaning or is it just the little twat peek?
No, the cleaning
peak?
Helps
the
too.
The twat peek,
a little bit of that.
Yeah, that definitely helps. That's always nice. But I'll take that any time or any place. But,
I'll take a twat peek. There's one thing. Look, I have a hard stance on twat peaks. Anytime, any place, I am willing. Let it be known, Trav Swartout, 2017, Twat Peaks. I will do it. That sounds like the worst spinoff to Twin Peaks ever.
Twat Peaks
coming to the Sci-Fi Channel this fall.
Already been done. Yeah. No, you guys are sexist. I like to
watch.
That's
not sexist at all. Yeah.
I like to watch.
Okay,
men do stocks.
Do
and,
stocks
and bonds.
And bonds? Do you want some skinny? Okay. Do you want some skinny like nerd who is like 87 pounds and like struggling to put on a pair of sweatpants? Does that turn you on? Or like, you know, like a guy who can't lift the bar alone at the gym, or some guy who's like, you know, pretty well built doing some crunches and stuff? Which one's sexier?
Oh, okay. So physically, obviously, the guy doing crunches. But emotionally, I'm a dominant person who likes to be better than everyone around me. So the other guy, because I can just look at him.
Oh, bullshit.
And laugh. No, of course. I want that.
That's horseshit.
That poor guy, too. His relationship with Jay, it's just her looking at him laughing. I can own you, bitch.
It's going to be a super abusive relationship.
I think it is sexy when, and I'm not, I don't care about, like, gender roles in a relationship because I've always been cleaner than any girl I've ever like been in a relationship with. Like, I'm the one who's obsessively cleans and has everything like in its place. And like, you look in most girls' cars and it looks like fucking 2 days after Hiroshima went off. Like, it's fucking, you know, it's just like exploded everywhere. Like, you show me the inside of anyone's car and that's a window into their entire life. Like, I can tell you so much about a person by their car and what's in it and how it's cleaned and like, you know, how they upkeep and maintenance their vehicle.
But Deuce, I feel like you date women who live in their cars, so that might be a different situation.
No. They don't have cars to live in, Jay. I want to make them as dependent on me as possible.
Okay.
And that's then you
good.
Break their spirit.
Oh, no.
It's like one of the first rules of pimping.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up about the lumberjack thing, because that makes me like, nobody, no girl's ever gonna make me feel bad about saying that ever.
Right? If there's some guy like who's like yoked and has like lats and isn't like a like has like a flannel tied around his waist and like in fucking Carhartt,
yeah.
And it's kind of cold and he's got that foggy breath coming out in the early morning, like, and just chopping that wood down, and you're just like
and it's like every time he splits the wood, it's just raw power exploding.
Right.
You know what, I think I'd rather watch him knit, because that's sexy to me.
Oh,
you know it's gonna keep me warm at night. You know it's gonna keep me warm at night,
his boyfriend.
That's
who's also there in bed with you
under the woolen blankets that he knitted for us. Certainly not the wood that he chopped.
No, because you can't build a fire with that, or a house, or many other things that would fucking keep you warm.
All I need is your wool.
I just want wool.
That's all I need.
Okay, you're talking about a lamb. You want a lamb.
I wouldn't complain.
All right. So, hey, guys. How's everyone doing out? This is a very unorthodox intro to the show. Thanks for joining us for another fantastic episode. We've got Joshua Paradigm Ostrander. You know Paradigm. He's been on before. He'll be in a little bit with his new business partner, talking about what they got going on and shaking in the music world today. As you know, as always, go to Pants Pending on Facebook. Like all the pages, everything that's going on. We've got some new podcasts coming to be announced soon. It's some exciting stuff. Some people we've had on the show, and they've been on around in the network. So keep an eye out for that. Go to Patreon.com/PantsPending. Give us a couple bucks. You can do one-time donations or subscribe. And let's see. What else is coming up? Oh, I think I'll be doing an episode of Never Ending Random Discussion soon. Sometime next couple weeks. I don't know. I've got a busy schedule. Oh, tonight. If you're tonight... Go to Soulful Soups, downtown Spokane, if you're within earshot of where this is being recorded, at 117 North Howard Street. And I'll be the featured comedian on their mic night tonight. So I will go there tonight, Wednesday at 10 p.m. So go check that out. And go to Spoke Comedy, that's S-P-O, then Comedy with a K on Facebook. And follow us all over our social media. And we're everywhere. Just find us. And we'll... tell you what's going on. So I had an interesting moment the other day that I need to talk about. And I'm not really sure how to talk about this.
Well, now we're intrigued. Okay, what's going on?
Like, it was a very like, it was such like a Larry David moment, like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah.
Like I'm a little drunk and I'm like, I'm walking through the supermarket, like you can almost hear the music. It's just like, I'm just like popping through the, you know, I'm just like popping through the supermarket, and there's this guy, I hear this yelling in the back of the location of where the Safeway, right? And it's just through the entire store, I can hear it. And I get in the back, and I'm working my way around, just hear all this yelling, somebody yelling, like being obnoxious, like, hey, blah, blah, like trying to be funny almost, like, I need help. Someone should help me, and the store is really busy. And they, instead of going to find someone, they're just like beckoning out, you know? And I go, finally get to where he is, and like, hey, maybe you shouldn't disrupt the store. People are trying to shop. And he's like, well, I need help. And I just thought if I needed help, I'm like, listen, guy. And I start arguing with him. And the more I look at him, the more I realize, I think I'm yelling at a retarded person right now.
Oh, and I'm no.
And I kind of I noticed there's a special vest that's not a regular, not ironic hipster. It's glad, but he wasn't overtly mentally impaired. I am yelling at a disabled person right now. My. This is a scenario that. When you're in so deep and you find it, if it's one of those Inception moments where it's
away, my god.
I so wanted to see how this went down. Me just come up, I start yelling at it, this person, and then I start backing away. It's just those moments when you really, really know to feel good about yourself. You're like, oh, God. And I just and then I got away and I just started laughing. I'm like, of course, there's no other way this could go. But I tried to stop the store from being disrupted. And now I'm arguing with a retarded person. And now I'm a super asshole. It's you feel so good about yourself in life. How do I get to this? To this point, it's one of those journeys where it's a roller coaster. You start click, 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 click. You're going up the ramp. And then all of a sudden, before you, when you realize what's actually happening, you're going down the other side. You're like, oh, this is not what I planned at all. This is not what I planned.
34 drunk at a grocery store.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's my follow-up question.
It's 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah. What time was it, and what were you shopping for?
Well, you'll want to know. Here's. Oh man, this is great. Oh, this is apropos. Let's do this. This makes me feel good. This is how you know that I'm a winner in life, because this is how I felt as I left, or what the ironically should have been playing in my in the back. It was just. Oh my god, I've got pizza rolls.
Oh,
and
god.
80s fight montage. I thought you were slamming down vitamins.
No, no.
Carton of eggs.
Oh my god, I had a bottle of. It's just. This is me, just the best, and I'm going. I've got pizza rolls and I think a bottle of champagne.
What?
Because I'm gonna go have the classiest night by myself at home.
Oh,
because I'm like a homeless person who used to have money. I champagne and pizza rolls and just pretend it's like Cavassier and caviar.
Calzones.
Oh my god. But I there's no way to escape from this situation. I wanted to crawl out of my own asshole, just invert myself and just disappear into the darkness, do a shoulder roll, shoot my grappling hook at the ceiling and throw a smoke bomb and just be gone.
Just shatter the champagne bottle and you should be good.
Oh my god. Yeah. It was an interesting night.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. I mean,
how do you come back from that? What do you do?
Buy him a candy bar, I guess.
Buy him a candy bar. Oh,
he's really lucky, too. I feel like it's those situations are make or break with people's psyche. You're a good guy. You decided just to back off. But some people, freak out and, lose their shit. Go beat him up or something.
Go beat Deesop?
No. Go beat up, the guy they were just yelling at.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's, on Fear and Loathing or Leaving Las Vegas, where those kids get all drunk and they end up beating and raping that hooker.
I've never seen this movie.
Oh god, it's just one of those things where things escalate. You guys wouldn't know.
It does does sound like things escalated.
Hey guys, want to have a couple beers? And now we're murderers.
I feel like that's happened a lot. Yeah.
In your life or in the world?
In the world. Okay. I mean, come on. Just ask the Duke lacrosse team.
Oh,
that's got to happen.
Jesus.
It's everywhere. Any fraternity. We just got too rough with her, and then she's dead. So, have you ever had one of those situations though, where you you get in and all of a sudden you realize what's actually happening?
Oh yeah. Okay. Go with Tress first.
Yeah, that, That just happened to me the other night. It's kind of this. I told you guys, but yeah, the bars closed at 2. Like, I was just in a bad spot. My phone was dead, and I was like in a car with all these random dudes. Everybody was drunk and kind of douchey, and I was like, God, where am I? What's happening?
You got to rethink your life. Mm-hmm. Then I go find Jesus.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to church tomorrow. I need to hit an AA meeting right now.
Right. So I should have done that. But instead of doing that, I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to get really, really drunk.
Then. Yeah. That makes sense.
And then things escalated.
And now you're a murderer.
Right. So it's like, wow. And the worst part is I don't even remember murdering that guy.
I know, that's the bummer part.
That's the worst part, that I don't remember it, because I want to masturbate to that scene in my mind over and over again.
Okay, I've got one for you, Deez. Okay, so I was at Nine, which is our local lesbian bar,
mm-hmm.
and I, across the dance floor, saw this really attractive, short-haired, kind of like butchy lesbian girl. I was like, yeah, like, mm-hmm, you, me.
I love this story.
With the suave that I am, I cross the dance floor, eye contact, crushing it already, and so we start to dance. And a couple songs later, I'm like, okay, gonna go in for the kill. Plant the kiss. Totally received. It's going really well. And then so over the music, I'm like, what's your name? I like had a weird accent, I guess.
Oh,
what's your name?
I was a drunk girl from Georgia. I was the drunk sister in Gone with the Wind.
Pretty much. So, and she's like, David. And so I'm like, all right, like maybe you're a trans girl, like you're in transition. I don't know, whatever. But so I'm like, that's cool. So I got her number, and then next week we were going to go on a date. But when I sobered up, later I was thinking about it, I was like, wait a second, what if David isn't really a girl?
Just an ugly guy.
Like, because she was very butchy looking. She was Asian, which naturally a little more androgynous.
Sure.
So I like honestly didn't, so we're planning this date, and I honestly didn't know, like, if we got to that hooking up stage in the date, what was going to happen?
What kind of action was going to,
you know? Hot dog taco, what are we working with?
Yeah.
So we go, so I get on the date, we go to Europa for a classy Italian meal, and lo and behold, facial hair, Adam's apple. It was a dude the whole time.
So did you bang?
No. Yeah. I mean, he's lucky that I'm bisexual, else I would have been really pissed.
So it didn't continue, because it wasn't a girl?
I just wasn't really feeling it.
I wasn't feeling the girl.
What
if it was a girl?
Probably would have banged her.
So that's so sexist then.
We know, but like also,
because you're like, I'm into you. I'm not into, you know, sexuality is no big deal, blah, blah, blah. You're hot. Wait a minute. I thought you were hot because you were a girl, though. Now you're hot as a dude.
She was also a lot more fun, though, when I was drunk.
Oh, well, so is everyone.
Wait, she, David?
Okay, I'm still having a hard time
processing.
He was a lot more fun when he was drunk.
Yeah.
So,
see, but he looks like a lesbian.
I think the moral of the story is, like, don't be a really androgynous-looking Asian at 9. That came out more racist than I wanted it to.
All right. Don't be. Jay's. That's her moral the life lesson for today. Don't be an androgynous.
It's just really confusing.
Asian person. That is confusing. 9 is confusing in general. I've been there a couple times recently, just because it seems like that's where we end up hanging out after the comedy club. It's right by the comedy club or the Bartlett where we did the mixtape the other night. And I'm just like, my cock is just confused. It just doesn't know what to do. It's like, it's,
and then you go to 9 and it's like not any better.
Right. Exactly. I go there and it's like when you're teaching your dog how to
fellatiate,
bang
yes.
a lesbian.
Oh.
No, when you're teaching you don't do that. okay, bad. That's a bad scenario. Like when you're teaching a dog how to stay, you know, and you like put treats and things it thinks it wants across the room, and you're like, all right, Rover, That's my dog's name in this scenario. Rover.
You do.
Rover. All right, Rover, or, you know, Baxter, Bowser. Hi, Bowser. You stay. And it sees it. It's like, I think I want that. But I'm not even really sure what it is. But I feel like I should want that. And it's kind of looking at me. My dog is my dick in this situation.
I was going to clarify.
And my dick's looking at me like, do I want that? Can I get that? Should I get that? And I'm like, in my, you know, me with my dog, I'm like, you want it? Go get it. But me with my dick, I'm like, I don't really know, dude. Like, I don't know either. Like, there's boobs. That's cool. I like boobs. Yeah. Like, there's like, maybe other things that may not work for you down there.
Well, Deez, maybe make sure the treat wants to be eaten first. Don't go up and eat the treat.
Oh, okay. You know what? What? Any treat would be happy to be eaten by me.
That's a bold claim.
Okay. Should be so lucky that I would eat you. Treat. But it is confusing. I have a great story. I hate this story's so funny. I tell this story and it always sounds like I'm telling it, like trying to make it sound like it wasn't me, but it actually wasn't me. It was a guy I knew who was in the military, and this was probably in like the 70s. He's an old Marine, and he was deployed for a while, and he came back to New York. He's like, he was telling me this story. He's like, I really wanted to get laid, so I went to this club, and there's this hot little Filipino girl, and I'm trying to dance with her and, you know, get her to dance. So I'm like, okay, cool, yeah, I guess, you know, that's usually how you start. You dance, you know. I don't think you just go straight to banging, traditionally. You know, it's always that in between time. So,
shock.
Yeah, how we call pretending you're interested time. he goes. Then we go out to my car, and she goes down on me. Right, I'm like, okay. And I want to fuck her. He goes. So I keep trying to like slide my hand down her pants, and she keeps slapping it away. And she's, you know, just blowing me. And I keep trying. She keeps slapping it away. And he's like, finally, I really want to get in there. So he goes. I dive my hand in there real fast, and I get a big old handful of cock and balls. And I'm like, holy shit! I'm like, oh my god! I go, what did you do? And he was like indignant about it. He's like, let him finish. And I'm like, holy shit! Like, what do you do in that moment when you're like, it's again, it's another like Inception moment where it's just like all your worlds are collapsing at once. You're like, this feels good, but it doesn't, shouldn't feel good. Why do I, am I confused and remember Catholic school? I don't understand. I started thinking about it though. I thought about it. And again, the devil's advocate in me. I started thinking like, okay, you know, maybe you have a point. Because at that point, they're already sucking your dick. At this point, a dude has already sucked your dick. You can't ever change that.
Right.
They can't unsuck your dick. That, you have to live with that. So at that point, yeah, you fucking let him finish, I guess. You just let him, and then you, you know,
don't tell him to get out.
Yeah.
It's rude not to reciprocate, though. Damn.
No, wait, oh, wait, now he has to blow him? Her?
Wait a minute.
No, that's where I draw the line.
It's already a little gay.
Like, no, it's already
pretty gay.
Yeah, but I mean, to be fair, it's unknowingly gay.
It's okay to be gay. It's not okay to be rude, and not reciprocating is rude.
It's not okay to unknowingly gay on someone.
Default to the 9 lesson, don't be androgynously Asian at a dance club.
I guess that's true. Oh, that is true.
Yeah, that conversation was coming up a little bit, the idea. It's like, I want to know, like, what would you do? I mean, I guess you're like a slippery slow jay. It's like, either way, but...
a slippery slow?
I don't know if that's a good word or not, but...
I don't know if that's the way I would like to describe it.
That's her street name. Slip, good name for Jay's V, the slippery slope.
Oh boy,
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be like, I don't know. That's a weird thing. It's like once you find out it's a dude that's blowing you, I don't know. I'd ask him kindly to stop.
Kindly.
Yeah. Hey, excuse me, sir.
I found out you were a dude just a second ago when I grabbed your dick.
I mean, I don't mean to be rude. I really appreciate your efforts and your
and well played, great.
And I love that you don't have a gag reflex. Right. You know.
It's like if you could just do that with different chromosomes, that'd be great.
But right. A mouth is a mouth either way. A boy mouth, girl mouth, does it really make a difference?
Hey, yes. Yeah.
A butthole's a butthole.
Yeah.
Jay.
Yeah. It does.
Does it really make a difference?
Yeah, it does to me.
Yeah. All right.
Well, because guy buttholes have nuts attached to you, which is really gross.
That's weird. Right.
Yeah.
And more hair. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've seen some really... Okay, for example, the other night when the three of us were at 9, that one transvestite is hotter than I will ever be. And I think once she goes through with her sex change, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Hell
if
yeah.
I were a dude and we're so lucky to get it, I would be happy to get up in that.
You'd be in on that?
God, hell yeah. That was really weird. This chick was really, really
hot.
She's
gorgeous.
Yeah, super,
absolutely
super
gorgeous.
She should be like a transvestite model or something.
Yeah.
She probably is.
All right. Well, I think our guest is here. We're going to take a quick break, guys, and we will be right back with Paradigm. We'll see you in a minute.
Hi, I'm Ash.
Hi, I'm Steven.
I write fan fiction.
I'm a podcaster and a comedian, and neither of us
have seen a lot of movies, so we decided to get caught up
on our catalog of movies, and while talking about it,
I decided that we should podcast all of it.
And now, 2 years later, we're still at it.
And we're kind of a little bit more professional than ever. He wants to touch the...
Hiney.
Bryan Cranston, the one that knocks,
that is,
and the one that sends the Power Rangers out to go touch things.
He wants to get vertical on the Limbo Shack.
What the f-
She is your soulmate because the Lord has told me.
What? What? He wants to jump through that tent and into the canyon and fly away while holding a ketchup bottle. I don't know how it works.
He wants to Left Eye Lopez for Destiny's Child.
So join us every Monday on iTunes, Stitcher,
or here on the Pants Pending Studios podcast network,
which you can find at
pantspending.com.
Disruption Records. Yeah. This is Disruption Records, where we throw it up. We're the city, we ride the Northwest. What? This is Disruption Records, where we throw it up. We're the city, we ride the Northwest. What? We're the city, we ride
in the Northwest.
The home of the 509
in the Northwest.
The place is full of five inches and chronic weed.
I like those synthesizers, old school. We're back, guys, from the break. Thanks for hanging out. You're listening to Northwest by Paradigm, Grizzly P, Big D. And I can't see this last name here, but all members of, all part of Disruption Records. Let you listen to this for a second. We blowing up the shit on us. Fucked up like me and Molly. Though it's happy as folly. But we constantly on the green and shit from the party. Drink up all of the liquor and then we fucking up quicker. But we always jump the crowd, blowing up the shit bigger.
It's time that I grab the mic and get ridiculous. Rap it meticulous. You know that I'm too quick to bust. You could hear my lyrics wickedly brushed.
He sounds the same on the podcast when he's been in the past with my brother.
Who does?
I've always been curious if he sounds the same on the podcast as he does in this song, because like there's just a complete difference in his voice when he talks.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Some people have that little different vibe. Some
but
people
like,
don't.
I do too. Like my voice goes up like 10 octaves
when
and
you
I start like rapping like Eminem. I'm like, I don't have that voice. Like I got a deeper voice. Like why do I sound like Eminem circa 1998?
Everyone hates their voice on record though, right?
I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I agree with that statement.
Eminem circa 99 or like the hating the voice thing.
Hating the voice thing.
Yeah.
Well, we are here in studio. We've got Paradigm. You all know Paradigm. He's been on the show plenty of times.
Yeah.
And his new partner, Is that fair to say? Nate Thompson.
He's actually the OG, like, first sign from Disruption.
Okay.
So, like, he kind of stepped up into that partner space.
Nice, nice. So you've been with them for a long time?
Yeah, since early June.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you from Chihuahua too?
No, Spokane, born and raised. Well, Mead technically.
Okay. So where'd you guys meet?
The first time we met at a Spokane Indians baseball game. And then he rapped at me because I was really listening. I was at work. But he came into a vape shop I worked in and was chilling in there for a little bit, and he was rapping. And then, like, I just kind of put a post out on Facebook, like, looking for artists, and he instantly hit me up.
Nice.
Had no idea who he was for, like, 2 weeks.
Just this guy Facebook stalking you.
Yeah.
Hey, he friended me.
I did.
Okay, so he made the first move?
Yeah.
He swiped right?
Yeah.
He swiped right on you?
There may have been alcohol involved.
So
you wouldn't tell anybody.
Since June, you've been with Disruption Records, and have you guys made any music yet? What are you working on?
I put out Arkham Time, mm-hmm. Killing Games, both with him.
Okay.
I point with the mic so no one can hear me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's set up an extra mic for Nate in here, so there might be some drifting in and out, but.
Yeah.
I'm spacing the last.
What is the name of the last song that you did?
Tales from the Crypt.
Tales from the Crypt.
Tales from the Crypt.
That
all right.
That song's killer.
Yeah. So and I also put just recorded some acoustic.
Some acapellas.
Acapellas.
All right.
Yeah. Saying the wrong words and shit now.
This dude straight pissed off a DJ at the Flame from one of his acapellas at like our first label release show. The DJ literally like cut him off in the middle of it because he was offended.
He started fucking with my volume and shit while I was doing my set. Like,
why?
Because he's a douche.
That's the best explanation ever.
No, like he was all pissed off because like he was saying, kind of dissing on Meek Mills a little bit. And I guess this guy's got a harder for Meek Mills. Like,
raging
I don't know.
Boner. Just
yeah.
Like, are they like buddies or something?
I don't
understand.
Man, this is just a local DJ. Like, I'm not gonna say his name because he's a pretty popular local DJ. But and I don't really want to start talking shit again.
God, I bet I could guess.
Well, he works at the Flame.
Okay.
And there's only two JJs who work at the Flame, and only one's
two
a guy.
JJs?
Two JJs. Yeah.
Like, listen, there's rappers I really like, but you can make fun of them all you want. I don't give a shit, right?
Right.
Like, I'm not going to be personally offended if you make fun of somebody I like.
Sure.
Like, you better be clever about it, though.
Yeah. What were you saying about Meek Mills?
Do I remember?
No, it was something about, like, the Meek Mills Drake thing.
Oh,
about which one sucks more?
It was about an ex-roommate. The acapella was about an ex-roommate. And I said he was faker than Meek Mills.
Oh, my gosh. That's so petty.
Yeah. Like, apparently that was just like triggered.
That was enough to be, too.
Hashtag triggered.
Wow. Damn. So who are some of your... We've talked to Paradigm about some of his musical influences in the past. So what about you? Who are the people you listen to? What do you like? Hip hop otherwise?
Oh, I like a decent amount. I listen to some Slipknot.
Okay.
Twisted, NWA, Snoop, Eminem, Kung Fu Vampire, Tech N9ne.
Who is that other one? Vampire?
Kung Fu Vampire?
I don't even know what that is, man.
Oh, you should check him out. He's awesome.
He's pretty cool, Kung Fu Vampire. Yeah. He's a weird
that
dude.
That sounds like a fucking 70s movie with like Jim Brown.
Yeah, for real.
Jim Brown and Pam Grier starring Kung Fu Vampire.
This dude straight up used to
like,
just have
Curtis Mayfield's doing the soundtrack. Kung Fu.
Just a Superman stake through the heart at the end.
Huh.
Can we watch that movie? Oh, my God.
I know, right?
That's a different podcast.
Yeah. I've got a song by Hobson and Kung Fu Vampire turned up.
That's a good one.
That sounds like a good one.
All right. We're going to listen to... hold on. I want to hear that. I want to hear a sample of song. Excuse me. Is this it?
It's already scary.
This has nothing to do
Kung
with...
Kung Fu Vampire is the guy who sounds white.
Man, I don't give a fuck if you suck in a penis or duck in subpoenas. You lucky to meet us. Respect is something that I earned as a fetus. You tried to burn and defeat us and question who is the cleanest. Take off that rap costume. We'll surely see who's the meanest. You try to come in between.
between us, but this monster has grown. I'll show you the concept of war. Constantly on top of your property, stealing your throne. It's obvious you're a clone, dog. Throw you a bone raw. I actually kick it with the director who made the movie Saw. You kicking it with bitches who get you to buy them shit down at the mall. I've touched 100
balls. How old is this song?
This one's fairly new.
Is it?
Yeah, probably a couple years.
Well, that's a lot better than the rest of that shit I hear out there, that's for sure.
Yeah, for real.
That's
but you like, know what? He ain't no Lil Yachty, though.
I don't even know what that, I don't know what that name means.
That means you listen to good music.
It means you mumble and say random sounds.
I don't even know.
Over a beat.
Like, I don't even know. I hear this trap music
somehow
shit and these guys,
money.
Like, the music they make, and I hear this. I'm like, how the fuck? Who is listening to this
dude,
shit?
Dude, like, you drugs. Can legitimately make a yeah. trap song that would bang on the radio without saying words.
Yeah.
You don't need it. You just have to have a hard beat and a good flow to mumble with.
They're not even, the beats aren't even that good, I don't think.
No, not really.
So.
I'm just going to put a bunch of the trap songs together and make a PSA about it.
But
anti-drug commercial.
Yeah, don't do trap.
I just want to release a whole
stay
trap
off
album
trap, kids.
That I put like a day's worth of work into.
You're right.
And see how it goes as compared to my last album. I'm like, you know, I'm going to be really disappointed if that one blows up.
This is your, like, I guess
I'm
I got to sell out now.
I'm probably going to give up at that point. Yeah. I'm going to, like, sell my half of the label off to somebody and just be like, I'm done.
We'll just have you doing Twinkie commercials.
Just straight up, like, the first person to give me $20 after that album goes platinum gets the other half of the record label.
Right.
And
it's all you. So what's going on with the record label? I know there's you know, there's different things happening, a lot of things you guys can't talk about, but you got anything on the horizon you can talk about?
Yeah, we're joining a summer festival up north of Chihuahua a little bit this coming
nice.
Summer.
Nice.
I can't get into details about it, but from the way it's looking, it's going to be like a 3-day camping festival.
Okay.
Around the same kind of thing as like barter fair.
Okay.
So it's going to be
about doing drugs. Okay.
And yeah.
Is it music at the view?
No.
Okay.
This is new.
Okay.
That's why I can't give any information about it.
Oh, man, I'm like dying to know right now.
We'll keep you posted.
It has a really stupid name.
Does it?
Yeah.
All right, but it'll be cool. That's
worse
right.
than music at the
but
video because it's pretty bad.
Very, very bad. But it's shaping up to be like we're gonna bring like Snoop Dogg.
It's gonna be a big.
We have some management connections there.
Nice.
And he's already interested. And then that gives us open doors to a lot of other people once Snoop Dogg's on board.
I feel like this is how you get Snoop Dogg interested. Hey, Snoop Dogg, they want you to come to this festival.
All right.
Yo, they got weed. Yeah, to Washington State. Cool.
I mean, but he was just up at some shop up here, Royal Cannabis or something like that. Not
yeah,
too
that's
long
right,
ago.
Huh?
Yeah, they had a line all the way down Division, dude. Like, I just watched it on Facebook.
Right.
Like, you know?
What Royal Cannabis? You think about the field day for that place to get Snoop Dogg to
for
come.
Real.
How much do you think they were? Because it was probably a bidding war with his manager. His management probably called all the weed stores in town and said, hey, Snoop's going to come through and buy weed from one of you. Who wants to give him the most free weed?
Yeah, right.
You know? And he will be there, and he'll draw a fucking bazillion people into your, like, we're going to just clean out all the best weed you have and give it to us for free, and you'll get a shit ton of people there that day.
I wish I was Snoop Dogg.
Right.
Don't we all?
Yeah, a lot of reasons. So
giant dick.
A giant dick. That's right. Yeah. So you guys any shows, any other shows coming up, or any releases, new artists you're working with, anything you guys want to?
Well, we sort of officially announced it once already at a show, but we are currently starting a group, me and Nate.
Yep.
We're going to go start Puppets of Poison.
Okay.
It's going to be the group name, and we're just going to kind of keep it in the horrorcore style.
Okay.
Because then I got my own stuff going on, so yeah. I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
I can do whatever I want to do, but I can also kind of cater to that overpopulation of horrorcore rappers that seem to be in Spokane.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Is that kind of your style, Nate? Is that what?
Yeah.
All right. Do we have is there a song from Nate's we can find somewhere in here?
Are you already on Reverb?
Yeah, I am.
All right, just look up Cyanide in Spokane.
Let's
under rap.
Under
rap.
Yeah, that's a sweet name. Puppets of Poison.
Yeah. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Cyanide.
Especially for horrorcore rap.
It all kind of came about because, like, back 2009, 2010 when I started, I had this song that kind of blew up locally, and it was the Puppet Master, and it was more of a horrorcore song, and so people kind of stuck with that with me.
Yeah.
And then he's Cyanide, so like, you know, it's got that poison already. So.
Yep, I get it. That's tight.
So for audience members who don't know what horrorcore is, I totally know. I don't need this explanation.
I love
But why don't you guys explain
it? Well, do you want to give your definition first, or do you want me to give mine? Because mine's pretty short and sweet.
Mine is too.
Okay.
Okay.
So I describe it to people who don't know. I say it's like a Stephen King book on a beat.
Oh, okay. And how would you
My explanation is I'm going to write a song about the most creative ways to kill you and hide it.
There you go.
I prefer my explanation.
Okay. I would have described it like both of those ways combined into one.
Yeah.
It's like killing you in a Stephen King book.
And then hiding that book.
To a beat.
Just sounds like every conversation I have with Jay. She just doesn't shut up about horrorcore. Every time I talk, she's like, this new horrorcore. I'm like, Jay.
I know everything.
I get it. You like horrorcore a lot. All right. I've got a song here. I've got Tales from the Crypt and Arkham Time. What do we want to listen to?
Arkham Time kind of bangs, though.
Arkham Time's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to listen to Arkham Time by Cyanide.
Doesn't matter. I'm offbeat on both of them.
Starting tonight, I'm a man of my word.
Just barely.
I've lost my mind, I'm out of control. Had a grip on reality, but I lost the hold. Now my actions are heinous, my message is bold. Another one's dead and the body's now cold. So I'm lurking in the night to find my prey. Walk up to this girl and I'm all like, hey, you can be my Holly, call me Mr. J. So we go back to my place and start to play. She was in the bed with her wrist tied. Had a blade to her neck, now the blood's dried. But I had to do it to be cyanide. She screamed for help, she tried to cry. This is what happens when intrusive thoughts infiltrate the head. With another one missing and another one dead. A persona like Two-Face, I'm Harvey Dent. So I'll flip the coin for another lifespan. I lost my mind, but that's just fine. Cause I got me a blade and got me a nine. I got me some pain and a queen that's in line. Come the Joker, cause it's Arkham Time. I lost my mind, but that's just fine. Cause I got me a blade and got me a nine. I got me some pain and a queen that's in line. Come the Joker, cause it's Arkham Time.
Call me Marcel Mannequin, Anton Schott of Barton Mathis. Doll making family is causing all the madness. Controlling puppets like that title from Metallica. Making people into tools that Arkham Savage, yeah. The scariest shit that people can't conceive.
Who's making your beats now?
These are just YouTube, bro. Yeah, I actually just got a drum pad and everything.
Did you?
Like 2 days ago, so we're getting heavy on making beats.
Yeah.
We have a couple, like, this one's a YouTube beat. A lot of the ones on mine I have paperwork for. Because I had to put my album out.
Yeah, sure you go.
But, yeah, a good portion of them are just going to be beats to start out with, you know? We're not making any money yet, so we're not breaking any laws yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, not that we'll tell you about it.
I'm an upstanding citizen. I don't break Roz. Laws.
Don't break Roz.
Don't break. Get Asian for a second.
Or we eat chicken.
It slips out. Tally Mike, now three are dead. Never grew up misled,
but I believe people are zombies, cold and considerate. All right, we're going to listen a little bit. Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah.
Ignore that last guy on the song.
What's that?
Ignore him.
Okay.
I don't pretend to go uptown and be anything fancy. I can, but I find more real in the world that I'm in than I do the tinsel.
Mm-hmm. We have paperwork for this beat.
The one I have to deal with every day. Believe me, if I started murdering people,
let the bass kick.
I'll just sit here and wait till I can think straight, but the voices in my head are making me irate, telling me that people are a waste of space and telling me to put the blade through the face. It's the Joker motherfucker from Arkham Time. I'm crazy off the wall, dude named Cyanide. Mr. Dude of the throat, gunning out the eyes. So let's play a game and try to hide. You'll never see my face cause I'm wearing the mask, creeping on you in the alley to make your life pass. I must be fucking out of it, but I'm having a blast. So if you see me lurking, then it might be a last. A name you won't forget, like a local legend kid or a top news story, river killer type shit. Cause he left a few, including a day more trick.
Where are you guys recording at now? You guys just got to see.
We've usually been wherever I was living.
Yeah, it's literally always been where Nate is living.
Okay.
Like, he had a trailer out on, like, what, Sprague and Custer.
Yeah, that's where it started.
And that's where it started. Then we moved, like, way out to Appleway and University.
Okay.
And now we're just up on, like, Mission and Lidgerwood.
Okay.
Nicer every time.
Yeah, it's progressively, like, gotten nicer. like, now we're in this like giant 3-bed, 2-bath apartment.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, it kills.
Hey, as long as you keep moving in the right direction, right? All right.
Yeah, I mean, eventually we're just going to have too much space and not know what to do with it.
That's when we buy exotic animals.
Oh, that's the downfall of every you know, kingpin. The exotic animals is when you fall.
That's
yeah,
the downfall?
That's the downfall. It's
I
the
thought
kingpin.
It was like the excessive amount of cocaine and hookers.
I thought it was not teaching your henchmen how to shoot.
Yeah.
But the maintenance on a giraffe will fucking kill
you. Yeah. Have you seen how long it takes one of those things to give birth?
Shit, I have. Like, it was on my Facebook for like 3 weeks. Constantly.
Yeah.
I think I hit it finally. I don't know if that baby giraffe is born yet or not because I got sick and tired of it popping
up on Facebook.
You know what?
I don't even think there ever was a giraffe.
I don't think so either. I think they were just like, how long can we get people to watch this stupid live stream of a giraffe?
I know this. I've never seen a giraffe in real life. I'm not sure they're even fucking real animals. I think they just made that shit up.
Come to think of it, have a childhood and get to go to the zoo.
I don't think I've ever seen a giraffe either in real life. Like, I'm on this with you right now.
Yeah.
I have seen a giraffe.
I've never seen a giraffe. The earth is flat.
Our government is lizards.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't say that too loud.
That's right. Well, we're recording it. So
cut that.
All right. Anything else you guys got going on you want to shout out for talk about before we get into the game?
No? Not really.
Really?
Seeking talent.
Shout out to the Phoenix Zoo for letting me feed a giraffe and touch it on its tender little head.
He's lying.
Some bullshit. Right
there's
there.
No such thing as giraffes.
I fed a lion once.
Really?
Yeah.
Whose baby did you kill?
You fed
I'm
a
sorry,
lion?
Josh.
It wasn't my baby. I haven't had one of those yet.
Still time. Not tonight, though. I mean, maybe. I mean, you probably can't have one tonight. You'd make one tonight. I feel like you understand what I'm saying.
I don't know, dude. Like, I'm sitting here like, what does he know that I don't? Like, am I going to have a baby tonight? Like,
Josh, you may have had a baby, and I may have fed it to a lion. There's a couple things we need to talk about here.
I was expecting, Steve Wilkos or something to walk in the room and be like,
right.
The baby's yours.
Here's how the story goes. Josh, you've had a baby, and it gets worse. Good news, bad news. You don't have to pay child support. Bad news is...
Can I have the lion at least?
Yeah, right.
Well, at least it's not hungry.
That's true. Yeah, we'll try and attack you now. All right. We get the news coming here in a minute, but I think we're gonna try and get into the game. We're gonna see how these guys do. See who really knows me best. We're gonna play some Does Deese Hate It? I'll get my little scoreboard going here.
My phone's dead, or I would just Google pictures of happy animals.
I hate that.
I win already.
All right. So you guys will take turns calling something out. Again, it could be a person, a place, a state, a sports team, a movie, you know, a song, things like that. Songs are real popular. Whatever you want, and then then you'll guess if you think I love it or hate it. You all will wager a guess, and then I will give you the answer.
So we each individually say something, and then we all guess whether or not you love it or hate
right.
it.
Right.
So should we just say now, because Deese is Mexican, we keep Donald Trump off the table?
Hey, all my stocks are going up, so I can't. I'm already here. I don't give a fuck.
Tell me more about stocks.
That was the whitest thing I've ever heard anybody say. My stocks are going up.
who wants to go first? Jay?
Okay. Board games.
Board games. Do you want to be more specific, or you just want to say board games?
Board games.
Okay, board games.
As a whole.
I've never played as a whole.
Yes, you have.
Sounds like sounds like gay code though. Board games. Okay. And do you think I love board games or hate them?
I think, you know what, based on the fact that you've never seen a giraffe, I feel like maybe you didn't have a childhood. Maybe you spent most of your life locked in like a basement feeding yourself on like the squirrel meat that you could find.
Scratching his journal on the wall.
Right.
Day
with
one.
His like fingernails and blood. So I'm gonna say no, you don't like board games because you were never exposed to them.
I like that out of how long Jay has known me and all the things she's heard me say about my life, that she's just now realizing I might not have had a childhood. like the no giraffes thing is where she's like, well, that's weird. Like that's out of all the things I've said out loud to you over the years.
I bet you've never seen a platypus either.
Yeah. No.
I don't think he's ever ate ice cream.
Yeah. Never felt the...
So I'm going to say no. You
touch
don't like
of
board
a
games.
Human that loves me. Sorry, what? I don't love board games.
I'm going to say no.
Nate?
I think you love them.
Paradigm.
I think you have a love-hate relationship with board games, and you think you love them, and you get them out, and then 10 minutes later, you're frustrated and flipping them across the room.
All right. Are you going love or is that love or hate?
That's hate.
Hate.
But you forget you hate them.
I forget I hate them.
I'm kind of thinking you don't have a coffee table, so...
Do you have any furniture?
No. Which is
actually, in my basement, I have a whole thing of my decked out.
It's like a whole room.
The third the West Wing.
yeah, you know, you don't have any furniture. It's like, how are you going to play board games if you don't have any furniture? So I say that you hate it.
Hate. So three hates, one love. I actually really enjoy board games.
okay.
For 10 minutes, well, yeah. He flips the board.
Actually, playing Balderdash is one of my favorite things to do. I love that game because I'm so good at it. It's the best board game ever. It's all about bullshit where it gives you a name of something and you have to give definitions. And you have to write fake definitions and people vote on which one they think is real. So you have to write one that sounds outlandish but also real enough. It's all
like
about
we
bullshit.
We should just played this game.
We
that
should sometime.
Way
it's a fucking
game
fun
up.
Game. So I don't have it, unfortunately.
You don't
need
anything.
It. Like you can just tell us how to play it. We can play it just like this.
I'm gonna go buy it. That's maybe true. We'll play it sometime. All right, Nate, what do you got?
The donkey show scene from Clerks 2.
The donkey show scene from Clerks 2. Do I love it or hate it? Okay. All right. I've seen that movie.
It's going with outlandish.
All right. Do you think I love it or hate it? I mean, I'm Mexican, so donkey shows are...
They're kind of like home.
Yeah.
I think you love the idea of it, but 10 minutes into it, you flip the donkey.
And I fuck it myself. So I hate it. I hate the donkey show.
Yeah.
Wait, is this the scene?
Yeah, I hate the scene from the donkey. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. The scene from Clerks 2.
I can't say what I was going to say.
Why not?
Because it might be very sad for you.
There's no FCC. Oh, I'm dead inside. There's no sad.
I'm going to say you love it. Because it reminds you of your late grandmother.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That's it.
Okay. And I love it.
It's just a scene from a movie.
Yep.
So I feel like you like the Clerk style of movies, so you like it.
All right. So I got two loves, a hate from Nate and Jay.
You are a movie buff, and you like a lot of weird shit, so I'm going to say you like it.
All right. And Nate, you said I hate it?
Yep.
Well, apparently Nate knows me really well here. He's got 2 points because I fucking hate Kevin Smith. I think he's a hack of a fucking filmmaker.
That guy
made one good movie. It was Mallrats, and that's it.
Dogma was great.
Ugh.
Have you seen Red State?
Red State was amazing.
Red State.
As we work with Jason, we're doing really poorly.
Not interested.
The guy who doesn't know him is 2 for 2.
I don't know. Yeah,
he's literally the only one that's never met him before.
Connecting. What are you doing after this? You want to grab drinks?
Maybe.
Paradigm, what you got?
Oh, shit. I had something really good, and then we got distracted. Oh, I remember, because you're an alcohol lover.
That's true.
So I'm going to say
a crippling
Mike's.
Alcohol problem. What's that?
Mike's.
Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Yeah.
Mike's Hard Lemonade. Do I hate it or love it?
I think you love it.
You think I love it?
Yeah.
Travis?
Oh, man, I hope you hate it.
Deuce, I feel like you love it. You do. You're ashamed of the fact that you do, but, like, definitely somewhere in this room there's a crate.
The
not
amount
a box,
of product in his hair says he loves it.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Of Mike's.
No, I just don't wash my hair.
Okay.
That's true. Nate?
You somewhat like it.
I somewhat like it. Mm. I... Mike's Hard Lemonade could be considered refreshing on a summer day. Or in the river. I hate it. I hate it because the only time I've drank it, I was in Massachusetts, which instantly makes me hate anything because Boston sucks. Anything east of the Continental Divide is terrible, in my opinion.
You're gonna get beat up by a Wahlberg.
Dude, I don't fuck him. Yeah. He'd have to be able to use a map first.
They're smarter Wahlbergs.
Yeah. That whole place is terrible. I spent a couple weeks there when I was younger, and I was like 19, and my buddy's dad bought us a bunch of Mike's Hard Lemonade as we were going up the coast, and I got hammered in the back of this van on it, and then I puked at this carnival in some, like, this is a cool, like, coastal town. I'm like, awesome.
Sounds like an episode of Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah, it was terrible. I don't want, and I never, like, I don't know. I like beer. I need beer. Good craft beer. Not like sugary, malty liquor. So, or Old English. I need Old English. That's
I can
I
do
like.
Old English. Some orange juice?
Just give me it straight.
I'll just do
straight
it with some up. Orange juice. I'm not ghetto enough for straight.
Yeah, I do straight up, man. I love it that way. Except now they don't do it in the glass bottles anymore. It's only in plastic, and I won't fuck around with that. It's got to be glass bottles
they
only.
They did that with Mickey's for a while, too.
Yeah, yeah, it's stupid. I hate it. So you got to go to other parts of the country to get it in glass bottles still.
Or sketchy convenience stores.
Yeah, that have had them for years sitting on the shelves because they only make them in the plastic.
Well, they still taste good.
Yeah, I know, but I needed glass.
And they still only cost like $1.59.
Right? There's no inflation. On Old English and Taco Bell are the only two places that inflation have never hit.
That's a Arizona. Lie. Taco Bell's chips and cheese nachos are $1.39 now instead of 99 cents.
How right, but dare but tacos are still like 12 cents.
Arizona teas.
Oh, that's true. Arizona 99 tea. Cents. Look at that. Yeah.
Now I'm thirsty.
Yeah, look at that.
And I really want Taco Bell.
And Arizona. All
right, Traz.
How do you feel about the TV show Breaking Bad?
TV show Breaking Bad. Ooh, that's a good one. How do you think I feel about it?
I don't know because I haven't really seen it.
Why would you even suggest that?
Because I watched a YouTube video that a fan made that was like the whole entire series just like compiled into like one movie.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah. Like a two-hour movie or something.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, sweet.
A lot
dude,
of
watch,
information
like,
for a minute.
Right, yeah.
Wait, a minute?
No.
It's like a two-hour movie.
Like 2 hours, yeah.
Made it into like a movie.
Okay.
Did you watch the two-hour movie?
I watched most of it.
Well, you missed all the good part.
And then I thought, I don't know, it just seemed really predictable, and it's like...
I didn't watch the...
So that's what my opinion would be. Was
you
like,
should watch the series. It's really good.
Okay, so do you think I would love it or hate it?
You don't like things that are just, like, predictable, so I would say... Or, you know, like, it's just cookie cutter, you know?
Okay.
So I would say you hate it.
Jay?
Okay, well, since Traz doesn't know what the shit he's talking about, because he's never actually seen the show, it's not predictable. It's awesome. Fuck off, guys. If you have seen it, I would think that you would like it.
Okay.
I like it.
That's not the game.
Okay.
Well, you have a deeper connection to Deese than anyone in this room.
Right.
So.
I'm going to say you hate it.
Okay.
I'm going to say you hate it, too, because everybody else likes it.
Okay.
And that's just the kind of person you are.
That's true. It's just because I'm smarter than most people.
I know the feeling.
So the reality is, hate is a strong word. I'm going to have to go with hate in this case, though.
Oh, my God.
Because everyone tried to tell me I should. First of all, I don't have fucking time to watch shows. Like, I don't watch shows. I don't understand people have time in their life to watch shows. Like, I haven't watched a show since Friends was on
TV
or something. Yeah. I know. I have, like, too much to do. I'm like, I get up at 6 a.m. and I have shit to do until, like, 1 in the morning. And then I sleep for 5 hours. And then I get up and I do shit again. Like, I don't get to watch shows. And then they're like, oh, it's on Netflix now. It's over. You can binge watch it. I'm like, all right. And I tried. I watched the first episode. And I got partway through the second. And then I'm like, it just didn't. Like, it didn't grab me. And somebody's like, no, dude. But, like, 8 seasons into season 3, it gets amazing. I'm like, oh, good. I'll just spend 6 calendar months of my life dedicating this show and, until it fucking gets good. No, I just got other shit to do.
You just take a dab when you wake up, and then you won't want to do anything but watch Breaking
Bad.
Yeah,
see, I got too much to do. Like, literally, I have a Google color-coded calendar with, like, 6 different colors on it and things overlapping. It's a nightmare. My life is a nightmare.
My Google calendar has 2 things, and it was tonight and April 25th.
Yeah.
Like, mine just has birthdays and holidays.
Yeah, it is a nightmare.
Dude,
well,
I feel you, man. Like, even just watching, I don't have time to watch TV shows either, especially TV shows, because it's just, like, too much, like, that dead time, that downtime.
Yeah, I don't have time to, sit and watch a show.
Yeah,
I don't.
You're pissed your fucking man sells drugs, like.
Yeah.
Rapid pace, yeah. But even the YouTube video is too slow.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I probably won't watch it either. All right.
Sorry, Jay.
Well, Jay and Paradigm get none, and Nate gets 3, and we win the all-expense-paid trip date to Applebee's. 2 for $20.
Sweet.
But Nate's paying.
Yeah, you got to pay.
Man.
Yeah.
But I won, though.
Yeah.
Don't worry,
that's,
you will
that's
win.
That's what you want. You won me. It's the prize. Yeah, I'm easy. True story. All right. Let's see. I think it's time we're going to get in the news. We still haven't got we need to get an intro built up for Jay.
We do.
We've got to decide if we're going to keep her first. Once we do.
Yeah, wait. Yes.
We've got some music
news,
for you.
News.
Hold on. We'll do.
Can we just do that? News.
We'll do.
Yeah,
I've got
to save that soundbite for every time the news comes around. There's just Nate. News.
Let's see. We're going to do the generic news until we get your official one up.
Broadcasting live from the news mecca, Spokane, Washington, to our affiliates all over the world. This is the Social Hour News.
Okay, cool.
And as always,
is this really the news mecca?
We keep it classy. We keep the news classy.
Oh, yeah. No, but see, Deez, this always makes me want to do a film noir accent. But I won't. Or will I?
Thanks for holding back on that one, Jay. We appreciate it. I know you're a master of accents and characters.
Yes, sir, I am. All right, guys. Breaking news.
Is. You heard it here first.
God damn it, Deez.
2 days after it's been broken because we record this show ahead of time.
Touche. Is there a link between climate change and diabetes?
Well, obviously. Fat people are pooping and farting too much, and their methane gases are destroying the ozone layer.
So
Al Gore already proved that.
Obviously, climate change is associated with things like deadly weather and the spread of infectious diseases and food shortages. But researchers are looking at weather
and liberals.
Whether climate change and gays might be linked to.
Sorry, go ahead.
Is climate change linked to gays?
Gays. How they're ruining. How they're killing polar bears.
I like Deez's story better. Why?
Why your sodomy is killing the sunburst panda?
Is that what's melting the ice caps?
Yeah.
That hot gases.
Yeah, it's too hot. Too hot to handle.
But okay, so their whole argument is that since between 1996 and 2009, as the outdoor temperatures have risen, so did the prevalence of diabetes. But that's something you can say about anything. Like, inversely, we've seen the rates of pirate attacks go down as global warming has gone up. Does that mean if pirates...
Holy shit.
If we increase the amount of pirate attacks, that global warming will go down?
Ice pirates!
Pirates just moved to the internet.
Yeah.
That's it.
Who's news?
And those
this?
Gay butt pirates.
Who came out with this news?
This is...
The Onion.
No, it's CNN.
It's CNN. That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my whole life.
By Jacqueline Howard.
So, okay, besides pure conjecture and speculation, what is the basis of this argument?
So, granted, I think they might have a little bit of bias, but the Diabetes Research and Care Journal did kind of produce this finding. So sure. I kind of feel like maybe they're trying to get funding and they're like, I don't know, global warming. But they've forgotten that our current president don't give a shit
When, what years?
Between 1996 and 2009, they've said that...
Oh my God.
What?
Since Tupac died, people have started getting more diabetes.
Oh my God.
Tupac was saving... Tupac was running around giving everyone insulin.
He wasn't busting caps. Yeah, he was giving people shots.
Right, he was busting insulin. I'll bust an insulin cap in your ass, motherfucker. Yo, put down that ding dong.
What if, like, he just had an insulin gun?
Yeah.
He could just, like, drive by diabetes people.
Maybe.
He just pulls up to Dunkin' Donuts. Just drive by the Jack in the Box.
I think it's just when he died, we all started stress eating.
Yeah.
That could be it.
Well, I'm the head of CNN. You guys are all hired. That's brilliant news pieces.
Not deal.
But it,
I need an advance.
Sorry, Jay, go ahead. What?
So I just think this story brings up kind of the concept of weird correlations that people make.
Sure.
They're like, don't get vaccines because it'll give your kids autism.
Which is obviously true.
You weren't vaccinated. That may explain so much now. You are just raging with polio.
It explains why he doesn't like Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those syringes are full of autism. We all know that. Yeah. So, yeah, there's a lot of weird correlations that people draw that... Why is that? Why are we trying to find this, like, connecting line between things that don't even make sense?
Because we all want to
connect
with
news media, man.
Yeah.
Fuck those guys.
They're
trying to poison everybody's brains, make people dumb, like, make it so people can't...
Success!
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, people can't even decipher. Like, as soon as that... rag or as soon as that smear piece hit the newsstand, like, everybody should have, like, turned off CNN, but that didn't happen, and it pisses me the fuck off, CNN.
Now there's gonna be like some sort of like a mass genocide on diabetic people.
That was an episode of Family Guy.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh,
the fat
God.
Guy strangler.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's Lois's brother.
It's one of the early seasons,
yeah. Jeez, maybe that is the solution. You know, we think that global warming is causing diabetes, but maybe diabetes is causing global warming.
Wow.
We're
going to
take
blown.
All the diabetic people.
So we can
and we're gonna
solve
build a wall
global
around.
Warming with insulin.
There you go.
Yeah.
Deal.
You could.
Okay.
So
I thought it was going to be a really complicated science problem.
No,
that's
we just
pretty
have to
simple.
Just
insulin.
Just get rid of diabetes. Okay.
Our ozone repairs. The ice caps start freezing again.
Yeah.
This is one of my things. Are these people fucking stupid or are they liars? Like, are they that dumb that they think that's really there's a correlation, or are they just like, fuck it, people eat that shit up, just shoot it out there. Like,
yeah.
They know it's a false, like a farsity. Like, they know there's no validity to it, but like, fuck them. What do they know? They're idiots.
Yeah.
Look at them stuffing their face with ding dongs and Kickstarter Mountain Dew. Let's fucking turbocharge douchebags at 9 a.m.
Dude.
Hey, you want to? You should get you a. Let's get you a Mountain Dew before you've had breakfast. That's what you need.
Totally did that this morning. But breakfast was also at like 11 o'clock, and it was at KFC.
Well, that's yeah.
But don't you
so I'm not helping that diabetes thing.
And you're not. And you're not helping global warming. It was a little. It was a little hotter today than
it
usual.
It was, and it was only because we had KFC for lunch.
That's true.
And it gave you diabetes.
It gave us diabetes.
Oh, man.
And I don't have any insulin.
I see those studies all the time. Like, research shows that if you drink 2 glasses of wine before bed, you're going to be more productive. You know, all of these different stupid-ass studies. And it's like, God,
Whoa, that one's pretty spot on.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm not
going
to
say alcoholic.
Drink 2 glasses of wine before bed.
I mean, just to be safe, I drink the whole bottle. And I am very productive when I wake up. The next day, eventually.
I saw this one. It was like, research shows that people who are late to their jobs are more successful. No.
Yeah.
Research shows that most headlines that start with research shows are bullshit.
Right.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly.
I'm going to start headlines like that. Research shows that people who have big houses and no furniture have giant cocks. look at that.
Your house isn't that big, though.
Yeah. It's no furniture. Halfway there.
Average
size
cock.
It's like, yeah, halfway there.
Your house is like an episode of Dexter. It just needs a little bit of plastic.
Not
in
yet.
Here.
Stick around after the show, though.
He has to listen
though.
To some more horrorcore first.
That's right. All right.
Yeah, get back on my reverb.
What else you got, Jay?
So that was the main thing from that portion of the news. Also, if you wanted to get a little more political, I don't know why I had to enunciate it like that. So today, the head of the FBI, Comey, I believe is
yes.
how his name is pronounced, he said that there was no evidence at all for Trump's claim that Obama tapped his wires. Yet, the White House and Sean Spicer and D. Trump are still sticking to it, which is fucking crazy because there's literally no evidence. And you know what I would just like to hear is... So when Donald Trump tweeted that, I would, like, what is he citing? Who told him that Obama tapped his wires? Or right. did he just...
Old dirty bastard.
Shoot that out of his ass.
He probably pulled his phone apart and found some electronic components and was like, oh my God! that's what phones are made out
there's
of.
There's wires but, in here.
Yeah, there's well, wires and chips. Yeah. Somebody must be listening to me while I talk on this phone.
I don't know. It's so weird. It's like we all can recognize we're all being wiretapped right now, and we're not even Donald fucking Trump.
Sure.
So it's like, yeah, he probably is getting wiretapped by at least the NSA.
But, I mean, we are also voluntarily putting ourselves out there on the internet. So.
Yeah. Well, I think anytime, cell phones and stuff if you're like running that. For president, I assume that they're probably looking into you. If you,
oh, yeah.
If, you know. Like they're
they didn't
probably,
look well enough.
You're right. Yeah, well, unfortunately, the people.
But, like, the president
spoke.
Actually having an independent
oh, personal
candidate
wiretap.
Wiretap would be super illegal. So, for him to accuse.
Isn't that illegal? Can't you do that?
It is.
I mean,
illegal.
We're talking about the CIA that, like, literally assassinates, like, black revolutionary leaders, like.
Other presidents.
Why'd they have
other
to be
presidents,
black?
Other presidents, John F.
K. Why can't they just be normal revolutionary
it's a,
leaders?
It's a theme, dude. It's, like, a real problem. With, like, black communities
yeah,
and stuff like that. Yeah,
I just wanted to make you feel a little
like,
racist.
No, it doesn't even make me feel bad at all. It's like, I'm on team, like, don't fucking assassinate our people.
Yeah.
Like, and it's like, these are the same motherfuckers that are killing people, like, for speaking their mind and saying, like, don't bring drugs into my neighborhood. It's like, fuck yeah, they're wiretapping everybody. Like, they're doing everything bad. Yeah. Fuck those guys. Fuck Donald Trump, too.
What do you think
oh,
that
dude, he's gonna
Obama
tweet about you now.
Yeah.
wiretapped him?
Well, like, obviously Obama isn't the guy that's, like,
no.
setting shit up and, like, tinkering.
I don't think
he's
so.
He's got his tool belt.
And here's why. Because that's, like, wiretapping Donald Trump is, that's like, placing, like, I don't know. Like, why you're wasting your time? Like, the it's already there. That's yeah. like all everything you need is already right in front of you. Like, why are you wire for what? He's putting it all out there. He's saying everything. That's like sending an undercover cop to catch a hooker who's fucking some guy right now. Like we get like she's in the it's right there, you know. There's he says everything. He puts everything out there. He's dumb enough to say. The craziest shit. Like, he's gonna... Well, he thought he would sink his own ship. He seemed... Kind of managed to wake his way so far. But...
He's kind of just floating along in a dinghy.
Yeah.
Yep.
In America's dinghy.
Yep.
But yeah, you... That's exactly correct. Like, you don't have to wiretap D. Trump. Just, like, wait for him to grab a microphone and he will do it for you.
I also think Obama was so ready to be done. He's like, fuck this shit. Like, you guys are stuck with one of these assholes. I don't care who. I'm fucking out of here. Deuces. Like, I'm going to the Caribbean with Michelle. I'm out. You guys do your thing.
He literally said Obama out.
Yeah.
Like, there's no better way to just put an end to it right there.
Yeah.
Obama out. Drop the mic.
I did my best. Y'all assholes fucked it up.
Yeah,
for real. Right?
So, yeah, that's... And he left us with...
a Cheeto.
With Cheeto.
Yep.
Cheeto.
Yep.
Yeah. Well... It'll be fun to see what, you know.
To watch the crumbling of our democracy, yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm going to Belize in a couple weeks. I might not come back.
So. Leave us hanging for the jungle.
You guys go for it, man. I'm going to get
Roman Empire.
I'm going to get a hut and a hammock and call it good.
Do.
So
I think you probably said this last week, but how long are you going to be?
I'm going to be there for like 10 days, I think it looks like. Yeah.
Okay.
Unless he's captured by cartel.
Yes.
That's
There's
true.
No cartel in Belize.
You don't know that.
20 to 30 days.
Maybe they're just sneakier.
Nah.
Deese looks like one of them. They don't want him.
I get along pretty
Until
well.
He
in
talks.
The
he's like, could somebody please bring me a mimosa?
Excuse me, let me check my stocks and bonds.
Yeah, where's the nearest Crate and Barrel?
I seem to have gotten some dirt on my polo shirt.
Yeah. When I go to Central America, I pack a backpack. I put a flight in, flight out, and that's it. Like I don't make reservations I sleep in hammocks on the beach. I've literally crashed on the beach at times. I just fly. I parachute and see what happens. That's the best way to go. Just pull the ripcord and see where you land.
So you just have your tickets and an empty backpack. You're a drug smuggler.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting from
pretty much.
That.
And a parachute.
Have you been to Belize?
And
yeah.
A parachute.
Yep.
So, all right. That's it. Any other news, Jay?
Those were the two main stories that tickled my pickle tonight.
We got.
So.
All right. Okay.
That old dude died.
Which old
what was
dude?
His name?
Oh,
Rockefeller.
David Rockefeller. Dude.
Oh,
dude,
yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's really like crazy.
Of heart complications, imagine that.
He was like 101.
He was 101 years old. Like,
complicated.
I think that's just called being old.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. Like, they put heart complications on it.
Just say he died.
But I think they were like trying to give him a new one.
I don't understand why.
Again.
Why they make it weird when an old person dies. Like, he was 101. He died of heart complications. Just say he died. No one's going to be like, from like a motorcycle accident, or was he, you know, is a dirigible trying to circumnavigate the globe? Like, no, he's just fucking died. He was 101. Lucky he's been living on borrowed time for the last 28 years statistically.
Yeah, for real.
So, oh man,
with someone else's heart.
Yeah, yeah. Right, 8 of them.
Yeah,
8.
He's had 8 heart transplants.
Really?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
8 heart transplants.
And they're all hearts from little kids.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I hope you're kidding.
Those are the strong ones.
Except for that last one was a monkey heart.
It was the strongest of all.
He really died of AIDS.
Yeah, one of his assistants killed him.
Suge Knight.
So it was exciting. It was murder.
It was murder. All right. Well, that is that's your classy news for the evening, everyone. All right.
That was classy as fuck.
That was classy as fuck. I like it.
Deez, next time, can I have a really cool intro song?
I'm going to work on one.
News,
I need time.
News.
I got to figure
news.
Out.
Yeah, just that. News.
Ooh, next week. I got a good idea. Yeah. Yep.
Are you going to tell me the good idea or just wink at me?
I'm just going to wink at you.
All right.
Make clicking noises with his mouth.
I got a thing that's gonna happen, and it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna happen next week on the show.
I don't like that at all.
Oh, well, yeah, you're not going to.
Oh, Travis is also winking and pointing. What the
hold on.
I want to come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
All just right.
Sit in the corner quietly.
Just and watch.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna do something. I got something fun. It'll be good. It's a great idea. Because it was my idea. Okay. All right. Well, we are going to. You guys got anything else? Anything else you want to promote? Say, do?
Nah.
No? Okay. All right. Well, lastly, as we have been closing the show every episode since 2017, and this is going to be the new regular thing. So after tonight, I'm just going to stop announcing it. It's just going to happen. We close the show now every week by. There can be a lot of vitriol and things said during the show in jest when people, you know, and. We say mean or not hateful things, but in jest. So because of that, we've been ending the show by saying nice things about each other.
I thought you were going to ask us to pray our sins away.
No, that's later. You got to take your pants off for that.
Gotta quickly repent.
So, I'll go first, as I always do, I guess. Lead the pack. Start with Traz. Traz, thank you. I appreciate you. Thanks for coming to my show the other night. Appreciate you always supporting my comedy and what I do. You're a good dude. I like hanging out with you, buddy. Paradigm, Nate, thanks for coming, guys. I appreciate you guys' hustle, what you're doing. Putting out new, different stuff in Spokane, having your own unique thing. I like the grind. Most people aren't willing to put in the effort for what they want to, the shit they want to do. They just expect someone to find them. So getting out there and doing it and doing things like this and doing shows, that's awesome. I'm looking forward to the festival. Keep me posted. And yeah, let me know what's going on, guys.
Yeah.
Jay, you are in red. Okay.
You're wearing a color. My shoes are also red.
I noticed. That's what I meant. I told you that when you were color coordinator earlier. I meant your shoes, too. I'm attentive. I pay attention.
Yeah.
No, thank you. This is Jay's second official episode, and you've been fantastic. Thank you also for coming out and supporting the show, the mixtape show that we did. It was a lot of fun, and I appreciate your being a part of this and everything I do. Thank you. All right.
Sweet, I'll go. Start with you guys. Josh and Nate, I thought you guys were both really funny, which is awesome. It's a pleasure to have you guys out here and just like shoot the shit and laugh.
Thank you.
I think it's really cool that you guys are like local rappers and stuff like that, like spitting game. I love it. Let's see. Jay, I like that you're an instigator. I just learned that about you today. I think the world needs more instigators to get us to do crazy stuff when we're drunk.
Touche.
Yeah. Deez, I think I appreciate your witticism. Like, I love the way that you can just like roll with conversations and like you can keep funny jokes going. So, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And girl over there in the corner, I thought that you're really respectful. You didn't like make a lot of noise or anything while we're recording.
Just like a woman should.
Oh my god, you're terrible.
Oh.
Can you make a good sandwich?
Oh my
Fuck
god.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Yeah.
No, that's no joke though.
She can, right?
Yeah.
See, that's a good woman. She's like, hell yeah, I can make a good sandwich. Yeah.
She's a killer cook.
I don't think she's ever made me anything I didn't like.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jay doesn't know her way.
She doesn't know how to sandwich.
She doesn't know her
way. Like, does it go on the outside of the bread or not? Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to go chop wood. Fuck you guys.
I'm going to make a tree sandwich.
All right, guys. What do you got?
Oh, Nate, you have a very nice Spanish Inquisition mustache.
that's the true. Nate does have a Spanish Inquisition mustache.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I totally don't remember your guys' names.
That's totally
I've been sitting here all night trying to.
You're so sweet.
Okay.
Mine is Jay, like
Jay.
The letter.
Okay, like the letter. I like how you explained your name to me. That was awesome.
For
that's it.
Like Silent Bob's partner.
That's it. I don't have anything else
to
say.
That's there's literally nothing good about me, so don't worry.
True.
Okay?
True.
You said the news nice.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Deez, it's always awesome coming on, hanging out. Thank you for having us.
Of course, anytime.
Yeah, whenever. Anytime.
Yeah, anytime. Anytime. Just come on in. You know where I'm at.
Yeah, I do. I'll just come sit in the corner quietly.
That's
one
right.
Day and interject with paper airplanes.
With notes on them.
Yeah.
I'll just have to read them into the microphone.
Check yes or no.
Yeah.
You want to go to dinner later?
I do. I'm hungry.
Shit, me too. Again, don't.
Traz, like Alcatraz, the prison.
Traz, okay. That's going to be easy to remember.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Oh man, it was cool talking with you. You got very passionate at one point and almost ate the microphone.
Yeah.
And it was you yelled at CNN and that like put you 10 notches above when I walked in. Because I walked in and I was like, this dude's wearing a sweater and a beanie and I'm already a little sketched out. Because like I can't tell if he drives a really nice car or if he has a ghetto bike he stole from a like 15-year-old behind
the
house.
Latter, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you just like flip your hoodie up and roll through dark alleys. Yeah.
So much truth, bro, man. Thanks.
What's going on here? Traz.
Yeah.
Thank you for being funny and yelling at CNN.
Yeah, fuck CNN, dude.
Jay, thank you for saying the news wonderfully.
You just skipped me.
And I do like the red.
I'm glad you enjoyed
steal
that.
Theirs.
Saving you for last, buddy.
Deez?
Roast me.
Yes. Whoa. Oh, you're good. It's just you can't hear it in the.
Thank you for speaking your mind. And being funny about it. Josh, your beard is oddly rectangular.
Oh, thank you, dude. I cut it like that.
And I like your hat.
Oh, all right, you. There you go. So he remembers your name.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be like, who's this pair, dude? Herodome?
Yeah.
All right.
That's my rap name.
You should battle for that rap name.
Ooh.
All right, Jay?
All right, Deez, I'll start with you. You know what? I'm glad that you turned out to be such a good guy despite your giraffe-free upbringing.
Yeah.
And I'm sad. Sorry I apparently don't know enough about you. Let's play board games together sometime.
Let's do it. Let's play Balderdash.
Yeah.
Let's go to Walmart right now, buy a table in Balderdash.
Right now.
Okay. Like
buy a table. We can't just buy the game. We have to go get a table.
We need
too.
A table also.
Traz, I love your beanie. I'm going to pretend that you knitted it.
Thank you.
You didn't.
Nice. Now that I know you, that's actually a great compliment.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. That's a thing.
It would keep you warm.
You know what? Despite that CNN is my main news provider, I respect our differences.
No way. Are you serious?
Yeah, it is. But we can still be friends because I cherish you.
All right, cool.
Even though we have different news sources.
Don't ever watch the news around me.
Okay. Don't ever watch the news around me.
No, I'll just clean shit in front of you, apparently.
That would be so hot.
As long as you're knitting. Indeed, she'll be doing stocks.
Yeah.
And bonds.
Oh, yeah. I'll have like a green visor on and one of those calculators.
I'll stop. I have to keep going.
You could take it in a completely different direction and just go like total Wolf of Wall Street and just start doing a bunch of drugs.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Let's do that one. I like that one.
Sounds way more
fun.
That one's
bouncing
I just
better.
Like the Wall Street, not the Wolf. Paradigm. Really enjoyed all of your music tonight. Thank you so much for showing us that and for teaching the audience, certainly not me, about horrorcore. That was a really cool thing for the audience to learn about.
Yes, right. It was.
Yeah. Nate, likewise, it was really fun hearing all of your music. I'm definitely excited to hear more. I hope that you and Deez have a lovely time at Applebee's because you know him more than anyone in the world, apparently.
Deez, he has to be home by 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, lovely lady in the corner, thank you for... Did you just turn me down?
No. Oh, your mic's been off this whole show.
Lovely lady in the corner. DJ. Thank you for being a strong and independent woman who doesn't need to learn how to cook or clean because she can vote.
She doesn't need to learn. She already knows how.
Exactly.
You guys.
All right. Oh, okay.
Feminism.
Hashtag triggered.
Okay. And next time we're stuck in the snow, you can push. All right, guys. Well, that is our show. Check out, find Paradigm and Nate on Facebook. Where can they find you guys? Disruption Records?
Disruption Records. There should be links to our individual pages on there.
Okay.
And if there's not, I'm going to go home really quickly and do that because it has to be done by the time this podcast comes
out. This
doesn't
come out till Wednesday, so.
I have time to procrastinate.
So, all right, guys. And if you're listening to this show, the day it came out, go down to Soulful Soups, downtown Spokane. Again, I'll be the featured comedian at the mic night at Soulful Soups at 10 p.m. I will be there, so come check that out. For comedy, pants pending, all that stuff, go check it out. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on, I don't know, give us a good rating on iTunes, all that jazz. And join us next week for as Erin Catherine Parks, one of my favorites. Fantastic local musician. She's awesome. She was on the show a couple weeks ago. I loved her so much. I booked her back on immediately. She's fantastic. So she'll be on next week. And that's all, guys, for the Social Hour. I am Deez, and for Jay and Traz and all Disruption Records, Paradigm Nate.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one.
Later.
All right, guys. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to mentally disabled grocery shoppers, androgynous Asians, giraffes, diabetics killing the ozone, donkey shows, Mike's Hard Lemonade, Kevin Smith, and trap music. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week.
Someone's getting raped for sure. Thank you.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!